Dashing through the snow, and on a horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride a sleigh with songs and jingle bells. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a horse open sleigh.
Welcome to Paul Mack Presents. This is David of Burbank.
And this is Paul Mack.
And Tony of North Hollywood.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by for what?
That's right. Stop by and then go.
Well, I heard somebody had some fudge and cookies over here.
That's right. We're on our Sara Lee break.
Okay, this is the tape for the week of the 15th from the 11th.
If,
the 11th
if
through
you
the 15th.
Plan your New Year backwards.
Okay. I love it.
Wait a minute.
By the way, the
11th through the
here,
15th. Why are you here, Dave?
To retaliate.
To eat my cookies, right?
Yeah, also to retaliate against the put-downs on my lap.
Retaliate. Get the ammunition out. Ouch. That's Attack of the Cabbage Patch, people.
We'll elaborate on my
lap. Ooh, that hurt. I think we should just get on with it. We'll get into you later,
we'll do
Dave.
That later.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. We got no gas to run the car, so we'll hitch up the sleigh. Hey, off we go to Grandma's house, singing all the way. But Grandma ain't at home, she's working swing shift hours today. You can hardly wait to change each present that you get. Hang your sock up on the tree, oh, what gifts you'll see. I hung my sock up there last year and it killed the gosh darn tree.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, happy Christmas day. Have a lot of fun because you've got the bills to pay. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, now our story's done.
So from Spike and all the slickers,
Merry Christmas. Everyone.
And a happy new year.
Meanwhile, they're at it again at DC Cab.
We're the worst company in town, and we know it.
Where to, baby?
Nowhere with you.
I don't work on January the 8th, because that's Elvis's birthday.
Do you always dress that way?
No, last week I was the Statue of Liberty.
DC Cab, with an all-star cast including Mr. T and Gary Busey. DC Cab, from Universal Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Okay, DC Cab, it's like Universal's version of Taxi. You can see it in Hollywood at Hollywood Pacific. Number for information there is 464-4111. You can also see it in Northridge at the Fashion Center Cinema. Their number is 993-0111. And Sherman Oaks is also playing it in their Pacific number 4. And their number there is 990-4140.
You're on the movie line. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine. We're having a good time down here. You're live on the tape. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, well, now you know. This is David of Burbank.
Hi, where's Paul Mack?
Okay, he's here too. Did you know we're having a contest this week? Well, a lot of people have been putting down my laugh.
Oh, yeah, the David of Burbank laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's the contest?
If you can... The person that comes closest to my laugh wins a Vacation album. You know that movie with Chevy Chase?
Uh-huh.
The soundtrack from the movie.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? It's brand new. It hasn't even been opened. National Lampoon's Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like the soundtrack? Oh, well, I mean, Chevy Chase doesn't sing. You don't see him with his pictures on it. You don't have to look at the cover.
Laugh again for me.
I can't. It has to be something funny to me. Okay.
I could never do it.
You couldn't?
Uh-uh. I have to ask Paul Mack something.
Okay, well, first of all, who do you have here?
Huh?
Who do we have here?
Oh, we have Beth L.A.
Beth?
L.A.
Beth of L.A.
Yes.
If you look like these girls on the cover, you'll have to come down and make a tape with us. Is your sound all right? Let's see. Paul, she wants to ask you a question. Here you are. You're with Paul.
All right. We're on the air. We got to move along here. Beth?
Yes.
How are you?
Fine.
So what's up? What's up?
Well, you told me to call and leave a message.
call and leave a message. Well, this week it's who can do the best Dave from Burbank laugh. Yes, and if you can do that, we'll give you a one washed sock and a dirty sock, and you can wash that one. Yeah. Well, what do you think? How about that? Was that anywhere near it? I think I'm going to end up winning this record, yeah. Excuse me, but anyway, so is there any movies you've seen, though?
Yes.
Yes.
I saw Never Cry Wolf, and I have a question about it.
Yes.
Yes, well, if they went to that much trouble to get that much money to train wolves and get the scenery right, you know.
Yeah. I don't think they trained the wolves,
yes,
but
did
they really?
They had a whole bunch of trained wolves. They listed it on the credits.
Oh, really? How did you know this?
Well, wolves, when it's snowing, wolves grow, wolves in the Antarctic
right.
Have to camouflage themselves.
Ah.
They're not going to be gray.
I see.
And
right.
I was just wondering if...
Interesting point.
Perhaps I'm wrong.
Well, you could be right, though.
But I don't know if there's any way to find out, and I thought, well, Paul Mack, well, he's
well... I don't know. I didn't work on that particular film, however. I do know that it was a... that sounds... Yeah. I don't know. Gee, that's a stumper.
It's the only
a stumper?
What was that?
It's the only flaw we came up with.
Well, that's a good one, too, Beth. I'll tell you. I think the only flaw I can come up with was making the film, but... Anyway, well, thanks for calling, but hey, if there's anybody listening out there now that can solve that question, call in and let us know. Okay?
Great.
Okay, well, Dave wants to say goodbye, and we'll talk to you later then.
Great.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Beth, bye-bye. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
And sorry you couldn't win the album.
Okay, sorry.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Of Michael Jackson's 15-minute mini film or maxi rock video Thriller. Certainly fun to watch, especially if one had never seen American Werewolf in London. But I think I'm disappointed. I was looking up to Michael Jackson as someone who's leading MTV rock videos to be something other than just skinny guys with guitar and producing anxiety-provoking images. But what he did with that 15-minute Thriller has all been done before. In other words, all it really is spooky things terrifying young women. And that's getting to be a pretty tiring plot. I certainly like the fact that he threw $1 million at us and used special gimmicks, and we got to see him do his dancing a little bit longer than usual. But other than that, I'm disappointed that he would spend so much time and money to do nothing more than have some spooky effects and blood coming out of our mouths, and that's it. The other interesting thing is, when you read about Jackson, his private life, he seems like such a gentle character, a real, you know, mellow kind of guy, and yet all three of his videos that I've seen, Billie Jean and Beat It and now Thriller, are about such dismal, dark subjects, you know.
Okay, that was a good comment. You sound like a little bit of an intellectual, and there's nothing wrong with being intellectual, I'll tell you. But what you're saying about Michael Jackson's video and everything, a Thriller, now, of course stuff like that has been done. I mean, look at what we've got going. Of course it's going to be done. But he did it just for the sheer entertainment part of it.
Fun.
Yeah, fun. Well, I don't know about fun. You know, but it was, yeah, fun. Okay. The thing is, of course, things like that have been done already. But, see, you were reading about him, how he's timid. Well, a lot of artists, they release their anxieties through things like that. And his other videos you were talking about, the Beat It and Billie Jean, that's real life. He's just talking about real life there. He knows. He's just relating it to us. And he's putting it into video and music. He's a damn good artist. And I really don't think there's any need to be disappointed.
That's right. It was an excellent film. As a matter of fact, it was a fun film, scary film. If you go see it at the theater, of course, it has a much greater impact on the big screen. You can still see it at the theater, showing in THX Sound, that sound by George Lucas. And it's held over for the third and final week, playing with Fantasia. That's right, a classic you've got to see if you haven't already seen it. And you can see that in Westwood at the APCO Center Cinema. Number for information, 475-0711. And Thriller may be too intense for younger children. Once again, just to remind you. Okay, if you'd like to see Thriller, you can always catch it on MTV. Or you can buy it, now available on pre-recorded video cassette and disc. And you can buy that for $29.95, and that's going to be out in the stores as of December 14th. That's my opinion on Thriller. I give it a 10, so thanks for calling, and now in with the tape.
Getting down, must stand and face the hounds of hell, and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Yes, this is Jonathan from Bel Air. I'd just like to say that if you're interested in some exceptional cinematography, you should take in some of the films at the Toll La Brea, the Japanese flicks, samurai movies, people know them as. An interesting, very interesting actor, his name is Toshiro Mifune, stars in many of them. And if you give him a chance, I think you'll be impressed. Quite a few of them are a little bit bloody and whatnot, but boy, you talk about the way scenes are put together and such, and oh, just general set direction and cohesion. Phew, they're really great. Foreign flicks are, yeah, they're really worth getting into, and keeping an open mind, I think, is part of the enjoyment of filmmaking and watching. Thank you for listening to me.
Good point, John. An open mind is very important when you're seeing any movie. Listening to even these comments, you callers, you got to keep an open mind. And, you know, John, up there in Bel Air, you get to see some very different films. A lot of us out here, like, for instance, I'm in Burbank, don't get to see. I appreciate you keeping us posted. And, Paul, how do you feel about foreign movies?
Well, I think...
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, well, back to the tape. Here we go.
Here is a news bulletin. Santa Claus has been kidnapped by spacemen from a flying saucer, which landed at the North Pole.
Be on the lookout for Santa Claus, last seen wearing...
Black slacks. Black slacks.
We take you now to the White House for an interview with the President. Mr. President, Mr. President.
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in.
Mr. President, have you a word on the Santa Claus kidnapping? We have just received a report from the FBI. Santa has been taken to a satellite circling the Earth. We take you now to the satellite.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Sputnik. We're here in the Sputnik jail with Santa Claus. Wait, what's that sound? The satellite men are coming this way. I think the king of Sputnik is about to speak.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Santa, have you anything to say to the satellite men?
Come on and do the jail, I'd rock with me.
I know how you can escape. Disguised as Elvis Presley. Uh-oh, looks like we've been spotted. We return you now to Earth.
We are now at the North Pole, where a rocket is being launched to catch the satellite and rescue Santa.
Control tower to rocket. Prepare to blast off.
Oh, let's go!
Will the rocket be successful? Will Santa be rescued? Turn the record over and find out.
Hi, Paul. This is David from Sherman Oaks. I saw the movie Christmas Story 2 days ago, and I tell you, it was a good movie. Tell everybody it was a good movie. Bob Clark, I think he was. The production of Bob Clark, but anyway, he's the guy that did Porky's and Porky's 2. So this is his first real, It's not no raunchy sex film. This is a very good movie. It stars Peter Ballerin or something like that. Well, you best know him as Messy Marvin, the guy with the Hirsch, the powder, and the guy, the kid on Real People. He was really funny in it. And this movie's like narrated from his mind. Like, a lot of it's narrated from that. And it was really funny. Like, the best scene was when he was going to go meet Santa Claus. That part just cracked me up. Everybody, catch this movie before, you know, it ends. I don't think it's going to end for a while, because this one's going to do pretty good, I think. On a scale from a 1 to 5, I give this movie a 4. Well, that's from 1 to 5, not from 1 to 10. Everybody's from 1 to 10. I think it's pretty stupid. So I say 1 to 5, or 1 to 4.5. Well, anyway, I also wanted to ask a question. Do you know when that new movie, Dune, is going to come out? I think it's starring Sting from The Police. I'd love some information about that. I've heard a little bit about it, but I want to hear a little bit more about it. Well, that's about it. I'll talk to you next week, Paul. Bye.
All right, A Christmas Story, playing just about everywhere out here in Southern California, in theaters all throughout the Southland. That's right. That one stars Melinda Dillon, Darren McGavin, and Peter Billingsley. All right, and that was directed by Bob Clark. And I liked the film. I really did. I thought it was splendid. It was a nice, clean, wholesome film, and it's a great film for the holiday season. And even if it's not the holiday season, I'm sure it'll still be playing after Christmas. It's a good one to go see, so if you get a chance to see it, I recommend it. I'll give it 8 points on a scale from 1 to 10. And, you know, it's good to see a film out there that doesn't rely on cheap tactics to get you into the theater, like sex and violence, you know. I think it's a fun film. And if you're normal, well, gee, you should almost enjoy it. So go see it. That's from MGM UA Entertainment Company. As far as the motion picture Dune is concerned, I heard something about that coming out next year, about summer of 84. That's right. And that's Dino De Laurentiis Productions. So be looking for that one next year, okay? All right. It's time for Movie Line News, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. Presented by Dave from Burbank and me. Okay, we've got some casting news for you. Believe it or not, Roger Moore returns to the screen as James Bond in From a View to a Kill, scheduled to start production for MGM UA in August. It's the 14th Bond movie and the 7th 007 for Moore. Roy Scheider will play the lead in MGM's 2010 Odyssey 2, which begins shooting February 6th. Dudley Moore has signed to play a rebellious elf in Santa Claus, an Elia Salkind movie with a proclaimed $50 million budget. Oh, jeez. And director Martin Ritt will try the other side of the cameras as an idiotic baseball manager in Neil Simon's The Slugger's Wife, shooting next March.
I've got some information about an announcement made by Laurel Entertainment, Incorporated. They announced that both Day of the Dead and Creepshow 2 are now scheduled to go before the cameras in 1984. In making the announcement, Laurel President Richard P. Rubenstein said, and this is a quote, "I'm pleased that Laurel is achieving its objective of making more than one film a year." definite PMP. Okay. Yeah, he went on to say, "I presently expect the two pictures to film almost simultaneously, with Creepshow 2 shooting spring and summer, and Day of the Dead shooting summer-fall. And worldwide distribution rights for the Creepshow 2 movie has been acquired by Warner Brothers. Did you know that? The production, budgeted at $4.5 million, is presently being scripted by George A. Romero. And they're based on the original stories by best-selling novelist Stephen King."
And which reminds me, I just saw Christine, and, well, she looks really good, but the movie was very slow, by the way. If anybody out there wants to see John Carpenter's latest, of course, who directed Halloween, and most recently, The Thing, Christine was a little slow, but let's get on with some more news, shall we, Dave?
Sounds good to me. In the news is Marsha Mason now. She's being signed on to star opposite Clint Eastwood and Burt Reynolds in Blake Edwards' production of Kansas City Jazz, which will begin principal photography in February on Monday the 20th. Yeah. This was jointly announced, by the way, by Terry Simmel, president of Warner Brothers, and filmmaker Blake Edwards. Kansas City Jazz is a mystery. You can't tell by the title, can you?
Not really.
It's set in the title city during the 1940s. It's based on an original story and screenplay by Edwards, who will also direct the film, with Tony Adams producing it. What other films did Tony Adams produce, Paul?
None of mine.
You can tell just by watching. Okay. Huh? Jonathan Crane, by the way, will serve as executive producer of the Blake Edwards Entertainment production.
That's because he gets an office. That's the only difference.
You just have your bedroom and a reel-to-reel tape deck and a telephone. Okay. We'll get on with this. Anyway, Blake Edwards Entertainment Productions are doing this for Warner Brothers so they can release it at Christmas 1984, a year from now.
Okay, Dave. Well, gee, gang, that looks like that's it. Dave, is that it?
That's it.
Gag me with a movie review.
Hi, this is Ray from North Hollywood. I've been listening to your line pretty long now, and I was wondering, how come you guys never play any surf movies? You know what? You guys should take a look at Super Session sometime, and you'll see some hot surfing if you guys are ever into it and you've never heard of that. Just watch that. It's a really good show. It's got some really good people in there, some so-called oldies. Thanks a lot.
Well, does anybody know where there's any good Gidget or Moondoggy movies playing?
Gidget or Moondoggy movies?
Okay, I think the last one that was out was...
Yippee-yi-yo, Cal Patty.
No. On Any Sunday Part 2 was the last one, I think, that was ever made, right?
Whatever happened to Two Gun Joe from Kokomo and Beat Me Daddy with a Crowbar?
These are surf movies, Paul, not gore movies.
Okay, go to the Cove Theater, as a matter of fact, in Hermosa Beach. You can see all the surf films you want. You go see the films and talk about it on feedback, okay?
Yeah, this is Bob from Dallas. I just wanted to know, what's the latest news on phone rates? Please give me this information.
Yeah. Well, our phone rates out here aren't that bad, but if you keep calling from Dallas, well, it's pretty obvious what's going to happen to your phone bill.
What the hell is the graphic of? I love it.
The bizarre answers of this absurd question to be discussed after this message.
Spring 1980. Port of Mariel Harbor was opened and thousands set sail for the United States.
This country, you gotta make the money first.
One of them found wealth, power, and passion beyond his wildest dreams.
Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
He was Tony Montana, but the world will remember him by another name. Scarface.
I know the street, and I'm making all the right connections.
Universal Pictures proudly presents Al Pacino, Scarface.
With the right woman, there's no stopping me. I could go right to the top.
Scarface, he loved the American dream with a vengeance.
Here's to the land of opportunity.
Pacino, Scarface.
I like you, Tony. There is no lying in you. That guy's soft.
Al Pacino, Scarface. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
I love the American dream, and that is freedom of speech. And when I say, Dave, you are a scrawny, scamming dude... I'm not talking, I mean it. By the way, go see Scarface playing around. Dave wants that, before we wrap up our show this evening, Dave wants to say a few things in response to the ever-popular Dave from Burbank scandal. Dave?
Nobody won. Nobody comes close. I have a sincere laugh. It's the way I laugh. So what?
So what?
Why do you make fun of my laugh? I'm not going to laugh. There's nothing to laugh at the moment. I'm a little pissed.
Face.
I'm a little pissed. Right. No, it makes you cry.
All right.
This guy, Boogerfoot, what's his name? Boogaloo?
Boogaloo Butt.
Boogaloo Butt? From whatever? From
Tarzan Land.
My name is not John, fool. My middle name is John. And I'm not John of Burbank. I'm David of Burbank.
Yeah,
get that straight.
Sure knock you into next week's tape. Here you are.
He's a bum. And Bob, terrible, terrible. The guy cannot do my laugh.
I don't know.
Guy does not do my laugh at all. That's just what he did. That's not my laugh. And you, Paul. If anybody comes close,
what?
It might be you, but one thing's for sure.
Yeah, what's that?
I got lots of friends.
Yes.
One of them is not you.
Oh.
Well, I have a lot of acquaintances. One of them's you.
Me. I love it. Well, Dave, you know...
And I'm very selective about the girls
you scam on, right?
I want to get to know. Okay. I don't scam on every girl.
Select their TVs. I mean, select...
What?
Yeah, that's
no
great.
No jokes here on movies.
Turn them on. Yeah. Okay, all right.
You, on the other hand, Paul...
I'm on the other hand, Dave. Yeah.
Just fall into lucky situations. That's how you round up that one.
Thank you very much.
I, on the other hand, Paul... Selective about my friends,
a scrawny,
selective about my women,
who
and I am not a skinny, scrawny guy.
Yes, you are. You scam on all the girly faces, though. Now, that's Dave's story. That's my... But this is one man's opinion here. And before we end off our tape, Dave, will you tell these people, because they won't listen to me, will you tell them to leave their comments here?
Leave your comments and nobody won the album.
Yes, and if you could come close to Dave's laugh, we'll give you that album from Vacation, the original soundtrack. Okay, Mara from Woodland Hills, you won 2 free tickets to the Man Theaters. Okay, we're sending those out in the mail to you soon. Also, Dan Young from Santa Clara, we lost your address. If you can get in touch with us, leave your address on the input line Friday and Saturday. This number, we'll send those out to you. You're another lucky winner. Okay, Dave?
That's the kind of efficient thing you run here. You lose people's addresses when they win something.
It's time to go. Thanks for calling.
The movie line accepts no responsibility for loss of intelligence due to incredibly boring comments left by the callers in this line.
Don't forget, you can write to Paul Mack Presents at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
Don't go away. This tape will repeat momentarily.